Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County plans new suicide prevention training program. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Prevention Council is set to launch a new suicide prevention training program this spring, following concerns about a state pilot project proposed last year. According to the Gillette News Record, Ashley McRae, the county's suicide prevention specialist, criticized the state program, saying it could have caused harm in invalidating people's feelings and suggesting that children under 15 weaponize suicide. The council immediately rejected the program and informed the state of its decision. Instead, the council will implement Living Ideation, a program developed by Dr. Stephen Nicholas. This approach focuses on recognizing individual strengths and encouraging patients to reflect on what has kept them going despite their struggles. McRae said, "This program is incredible. It helps people discover their resilience while acknowledging their suffering." The state is currently reviewing the program online with registration for qualified participants expected to open in March. YDOT and City of Gillette partner on $2.2 million Sinclair Street extension. The Wyoming Department of Transportation and the City of Gillette have finalized a cost-share agreement to extend Sinclair Street from Garner Lake Road to Miranda Avenue. Construction on the $2.2 million project is scheduled to begin in 2028 as a part of YDOT's urban system plan for the area. According to County 17, under the agreement, YDOT will cover 90.49% of the project costs, up to $1.92 million, using Federal Highway Administration funding. The City of Gillette will contribute the remaining 9.51%, or about $201,686, along with an estimated $250,000 for underground utility work. City Development Services Director Rai Mazzarelli confirmed the city's portion will come from the optional 1% sales tax. Once completed, the city will maintain the roadway and cannot close or abandon it without YDOT's consent. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shaleen.